Fred Film Radio, il cinema ritrovato, Bologna, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from il cinema ritrovato in Bologna, Italy, and I'm here, and it's a pleasure to have one of the men who is providing the soundtrack to this wonderful experience that is il cinema ritrovato, John Sweeney, who is providing the music for some of the silence that are here on the festivals. Thank you very much for being here.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
So, I think to start off, tell us a little bit about yourself. How did you start in music, but also with silent films?
Well, I started off, I always liked improvising when I started playing the piano. So when I left college, I tried to find a job which would involve me playing the piano and improvising. It's more in a classical style than in a jazz style. So I got on into playing for dance classes. Then eventually in London, there was a festival which included a whole lot of silent film, which was very early silent dance. So the cinema got in touch with me to play for those films and liked it so much that the director of that cinema decided to program normal silent films with me playing. So that's how I got into it. Little did I know that about 20 years later I would discover a whole world which at the time I had known nothing about, really, apart from I'd seen and heard of a few of the famous films, but the kind of incredible range and richness of silent film had completely passed me by.
That's amazing, and it's amazing that you mentioned dance and silent film at the same time, because I always wondered, and there's a lot of people that do as well, that there's a lot of similarities between the two worlds. Do you find that to be true?
To some extent, yes. I mean, there's a number of the big stars in silent film came from a dance background, because of course in the silent film you need to express yourself physically, as you can't talk.
Yes.
So people who had a training in using their bodies expressively had a head start in silent film, so there was quite a close connection. Playing for dance and playing for silent film is very different, though. Playing for dance, you've got normally have a very sort of straightforward tempo. Everything goes on. With films, anything can happen, and often does. Things can change very suddenly. Particularly, you know, we often have to play for films we haven't seen.
Yeah.
So you had to be prepared for anything.
So you can improvise as well as you, I mean, there's obviously going to be projects that you prepare for, and then there's a
quick most of the stuff. Most of the stuff I do is improvised, and most of the time I would say I'm playing for films I don't know.
So which one do you prefer?
I like playing for films I don't know. Actually, I mean, you have times when you get it completely wrong, but you also have times when things go right, when you had no realistic reason why they should go right. And one thing I do like about when you haven't seen a film is you actually approach it with the same state as the audience, and you have the same sense of discovery of the film as the audience.
Of course, yeah.
Sometimes if you know a film very well, you're just thinking, she's going to get stabbed in 2 minutes' time. You don't have that sense of what's going to happen, you know, and you need that in a way. You need to have that kind of sense of innocence, I think, to play well for a film.
That's wonderful. I mean, I'm sure that you have to connect with it as well on an emotional level.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, films you like, or good films, they're not always the same thing, are much easier to play for than films you don't like, or bad films. Because if you get emotionally involved in a film, it's very easy then, well, not always easy, but it's much easier to think of what to play. If you're watching a film, you're thinking, I don't know what's going on in this scene emotion-wise or what they're trying to do, then it gets very hard.
What about the footage that's like documentary style?
Well, that's... It depends on the footage, but that's a whole different sort of thing. In a way, that's kind of closer to dance, and that you can kind of just provide a sort of background rhythm and sound which goes on and which the scenes of the documentary go over. I mean, obviously, if there are drastic changes in mood in the documentary, that's different, but often you're working on a broader canvas, and you don't need to, there's not all the sort of human emotion and things like that to reflect. You're more kind of creating just a soundscape for people to view the film.
Yes. So you don't think that like music for silent film has a certain canon that you have to follow, and say it can become a sort of a style in its own right?
I don't think there's any kind of canon in how you play for silent film. And for me, that's the wonderful thing about silent film with live music, that, it, you know, different people playing for the film change the film.
Yes.
You may think someone does it better or worse, but often it's just a case that it just changes the emotional focus of the film.
Yeah.
And silent film can always be reinterpreted through the music.
Yeah.
And, you know, there are many, many, many different ways of playing for a silent film. There's not one sort of way which works.
Yeah.
So there's a huge kind of range of of possibilities out there.
Yeah, of course. I mean,
of course, each of us have our own style, and we do that. But I mean, within, you know, there are many different, you know, people, and there are lots of, nowadays there are lots of bands playing for silent film as well.
That's true.
Bringing in a whole new audience for it.
That's true, and I have to say, like, you're giving voice to the voiceless after all, so it's like you're providing a further emotional kind of level to the film.
Yeah.
So, how long have you been collaborating with the Cinema Ritorato?
With Cinema Ritorato, I've been, this is my third time, I think. The first time was, I think, 2011.
Yeah.
Now I was back in 2012, and I'm here this year. I mean, I normally come here when I've got specific projects and things which we're showing here. Here it's a set of programs called Musical Orphanage, which I've done with Tony Fletcher.
Yes.
Tony Fletcher in England has found a whole lot of films which have specific music cues to go with, so it's slightly different from what I normally do, and then I'm actually not always, but a lot of time in those films I'm playing specific music which was asked for by the filmmakers.
Yeah, thank you for mentioning that, actually, because it is a fascinating project. These are films that, like, should have music. There's people, some of them, there's people actually playing music in the screen. Is that correct?
Oh, yes. But of course, you've got to remember, every cinema had their own orchestra at the time.
Yeah.
So the whole, it was quite common to have films about musical performance, which would be reflected by the musical performance of the orchestra.
Yeah. Getting back to the festival, as a final question, how do you find the atmosphere and the audience reception to the films?
Oh, it's fantastic. I mean, I love this festival. I mean, what I would really like to do is come to this festival and not play at all, because there's so much stuff to see. I mean, if you're working, it's you don't get to see half of it. And the programme is so full of riches, both silent and sound films. And I mean, I think you kind of, in a way, you always go away from this festival disappointed is not the right word, but the sense of what you've missed, what you haven't seen, as well as what you have seen.
Yeah, I know. I understand what you mean completely. And thank you very much for taking the time to talk to us. Thanks very much. This is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.